This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. As many of our longtime readers and viewers know, we have been telling you for a long, long time that in these last days, the ultimate revival of the ancient Roman Empire, or you could also call it the ancient Holy Roman Empire, will occur in Europe. And we have actually prepared a booklet on this very matter. And it's a free booklet, and you should actually ask for a copy. It's called The 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire, which tells you from history, which tells you insofar as the present is concerned, and also insofar as prophecy is concerned, what has happened, what is happening, and what will happen in the not-too-distant future. During the last couple of weeks, we found some interesting articles which point out the revival of the ancient Roman Empire or the ancient Holy Roman Empire in Europe. And these articles have nothing to do with the Bible. But I'd like to bring them to your attention. Here is one article by Express, dated November 4, saying this: "The European Union will end by 2027 like the Holy Roman Empire did," argues the Brexit campaigner and author Dr. McCrae. The Holy Roman Empire was a group of papal territories in Central Europe. McCrae said, just as the European Union is becoming less united, the Holy Roman Empire was not really holy. He said, for now, the EU seems to have strength and resilience, the combined might of France and Germany. Earlier this year, Boris Johnson, the former mayor of London, said that history teaches us that attempts to create a unified body have always been doomed to failure. He said, Napoleon, Hitler, various people tried this out, and it ends tragically. The EU is an attempt to do this by different methods. But fundamentally, what is lacking is that there is no single authority that anybody respects or understands. Now, so far, the excerpts from this article. The conclusions are all wrong. But nevertheless, it is interesting to me that a parallel is being drawn between the Holy Roman Empire and the present configuration of the European Union. Yes, of course, if you look at the word holy in the Bible and compare it with the quote-unquote Holy Roman Empire, there was nothing holy about it. But it is true that Napoleon and Hitler tried to revive the Holy Roman Empire, and they did it for a short while. In fact, we are talking about the 8th and the 9th revival of the ancient Roman Empire. And of course, the missing single authority Mr. Johnson is talking about will happen. We read in the Bible that ultimately might and power and authority is going to be given to a very charismatic political and military leader in Europe. And he will, in fact, work hand in hand with a religious leader. So you have a collaboration again between church and state, as we had it in the past. Now, the article suggests that the European Union will ultimately slowly disintegrate. Now, that is not what the Bible tells us. What the Bible tells us is that the European Union, that final configuration of the ancient Roman Empire, will be destroyed suddenly and forcefully in a nuclear war, an all-encompassing world war. And that is why you, whoever you are and wherever you live, need to pay close attention to what is happening in Europe and, of course, around the world, because this will set in motion events which will lead to the complete and total destruction of this earth if Jesus Christ was not to return to stop this madness. In addition, another article was published on October 29 by the EU Times, saying this: Hungary has signaled its readiness to develop a closer tie with the new Austrian government. Norbert Freiherr von Handel, a member of the House of Habsburg-Lorraine, called for full-fledged cooperation between Vienna and the member states of what was once known as the Austro-Hungarian Empire under Habsburg rule. I see, of course, not only Austria, but also the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Croatia, Slovenia, countries which managed to preserve friendly ties. Norbert Freiherr von Handel said, in those countries, people get along with each other, both culturally and in terms of tradition, religion, and their common history. They're all pretty much Catholic. It goes on to say, he noted that Austria's neighbors, Croatia, Slovenia, and northern Italy, as well as Poland, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Hungary, are especially close to Vienna. These countries, which have been tied to each other for centuries, and now listen very carefully, could form a community under the common keyword Central Europe and act within the EU as one state, according to von Handel. Von Handel was echoed by German political analyst Herbert Auinger, who said that the new positioning of Central European states is likely. Meanwhile, Austria's Chancellor-elect Sebastian Kurz called Austria the European Union's foothold. Kurz emphasized that he wants close cooperation with Germany, France, and other states, as well as good contacts with Eastern Europe. Now, why is all of that remarkable? First of all, the Habsburg rule, especially under Charles V, was the seventh revival of the ancient Roman Empire, and if you please, the fourth revival of the ancient Holy Roman Empire. Austria, Hungary, and other countries of the former Habsburg rule are destined to play a significant role, a very significant role, in the final configuration of the European revival. Now, the comment of Central European nations under the former Habsburg rule acting as one state is very remarkable. Because the Bible tells us that ultimately it's going to be 10 nations or groups of nations within Europe coming out of the current EU configuration, giving their power, giving their authority to this very charismatic political and military leader called the Beast in prophecy. And it will be, as I said, finally a collaboration between church and state. Now, when the Bible talks about 10 nations, we don't have to look at 10 nations in the way people would look at nation today, because the Bible might very well look at certain nations and putting them together as one. You have several examples in the Bible in that regard. For instance, you hear about the Medo-Persian Empire, but it was the second power in that dream which Daniel interpreted and explained. It was two nations, if you please, but the Bible looked at it as one, Medo-Persian. And then you had, of course, the empire of Alexander the Great. And Alexander the Great, when he died, gave, quote-unquote, his rule to four generals. Those four generals then had different powers, obviously. They had four territories, but they all were part of that one nation, the Greco-Macedonian Empire. And so again, when the Bible talks about 10 nations, it might very well include a lot more than 10 insofar as we would look at it today. You might look at Germany and Austria and Hungary, perhaps as one nation. You might look at the Benelux countries, Belgium, Netherlands, and Luxembourg, if they are part of that final configuration as one power block, one nation, and so on. So you cannot be limited to 10 nations insofar as nations today are concerned. And that's why it's very remarkable, very interesting that here we're talking about Central European nations and being talked about as one state. But nevertheless, we know that ultimately it's going to be a core Europe emerging from the current situation, or you could call it a Europe with two speeds. And that's exactly what people are talking about. Here's an article by Politico, dated November 7, saying this. There is a feeling among European leaders that the bloc has weathered the worst of its recent crises, euro, refugee, and Brexit. Now, this morning I read about another coin or another word which was coined, which is called Brexitus. Brexitus, the meaning many companies and banks are leaving Britain. That's why the exodus is used. And they are going where? Well, you guessed it, to continental Europe. Because we have said for years that ultimately Great Britain and the UK will not be part of that final configuration in Europe. And here it goes on to say, now Europe should turn its focus to the future. The only real option is to get behind French President Macron's vision. And what vision is that? Leave reluctant countries behind and allow others to move ahead on key policies. He's talking about a core Europe. He's talking about a Europe with two speeds, something which the Bible clearly reveals and prophesies is going to happen. It won't be easy, of course, the article goes on to say, but current political trends make it likely the EU will move toward Macron's model. The French president has found a powerful partner in German Chancellor Angela Merkel, with whom he is preparing new initiatives on Eurozone governance. These are likely to help further integrate the monetary union and create new Eurozone institutions, including its own budget and system of parliamentary scrutiny. And they're also talking about now a European Chancellor. And of course, they're talking about a European army. And all of that is going to happen, my friends. I'm not saying it's going to happen within 10 years. It could be a little bit less. It could be a little bit longer. But it's not going to be that much longer. We are reaching the point where all of this is coming to fruition, and you need to know about it. In our free booklet, The 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire, shows you specifically what is happening within the few years from now in the future in Europe, and how it's going to affect the entire world, including the United States of America, including the UK. It's going to be a terrible, disastrous situation, and you need to know about it. Are you awake? Do you really want to know what is happening? Well, you have a chance. You have an opportunity. Ask for the free booklet and you will know. And most people don't know. And it seems most people don't even want to know. I hope you are different. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by the Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.